It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And it's Friday. That means Brett Decker, the Washington Times editorial page editor, has arrived in studio for our week in review. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Andy. Tough to get me in today. I was planning on doing this from the beach, but...
My cell phone
wasn't working.
All right. We're going to dive into this whole Wisconsin recall. And I think to start it off, we've got to hear from Mike, the blue-collar worker. You ready? Here we go.
Mike volunteered for Barrett, voted today. You say you're very disappointed. A lot of folks here outside the Capitol sharing your opinion tonight.
We're not just disappointed. This is the end of democracy. We just got outspent $34 million to $4 million. This was the biggest election in America, and I hope you keep me on tonight because this hurts us all. Every single one of you out there in the nation, if you're watching, democracy died tonight.
You're very emotional.
I'm very emotional because we all had a lot invested in this. This was it. If we didn't win tonight, the end of the USA as we know it just happened. That's it. We just got outspent $34 million to $4 million. And we don't have any other resource left but the people you see here behind me. And if the people you see here behind me can't get it done tonight, it's done. Democracy's dead.
Emotional testimony, their reaction from that blue-collar voter.
Yeah, how about that? That was really something. In fact, I guess the country is done now, so maybe we ought to take off and go to the beach.
Yeah, you know, maybe New Zealand, somewhere that will take a while for people to find us.
Oh, man. Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I mean, what's funny is, you know, these union goons that were taking over the state capitol in Wisconsin and threatening workers, that's who, like, emotional blue-collar Mike thinks is the country, right? Like, the people who are intimidating other people.
Yeah.
And they fudge the numbers so much, this $34 million to $4 million or whatever.
Yeah.
One, I heard the union spent $18 million.
Yeah.
But even so, the union's power isn't just the money they spend. It's they get, like, busloads of goons in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were busing people in from Detroit to go to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those people voted, by the way.
You know, I don't know.
You know.
But I do recall that there were a couple of stories that came out that the morning of the election, and there were indeed some people coming in from other states. So what does that tell you?
Well, you know, every once in a while you get a funny number, like you hear some precincts have 120% of the turnout.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, how do you cover that?
Yeah, really. All right, so Walker wins, and it's a big victory, not only for him and for, in my mind, the people of Wisconsin, but this kind of ricochets across America, doesn't it?
I think this is a foreshadow of what we're looking at in the election in the fall. One, Walker's margin of victory in this recall election was larger than it was in 2010, when he won the governorship. So, I mean, Wisconsin is, you know, it's a tough state for Republicans. It's gone Democratic six presidential elections in a row.
Yeah.
So this is no cakewalk. So they had two shots at Walker and lost both times, and this year he won with a bigger margin than 2 years ago. So I think, you know, if you look at that, I think Obama should be worried. And a lot of Democrats, including that crybaby we had on earlier, a lot of people were criticizing the president for not showing up and weighing in and backing the recall effort.
Yeah.
And I think that was a conscious decision on the president's part that this thing was probably going to go down, and he didn't want ownership of it. He didn't want to be seen attached to a loser campaign other than his own.
Yeah. Now, the Democrats, you had mentioned the money, and there is some confusion over the numbers. I know NBC said at one point there were $64 million injected into the media, you know, by both the right and the left. And, of course, we're hearing 31 from the right and about 4 from the left. So that does leave a big gap. But the Democrats are blaming the money. They did it one after another Wednesday night or Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. They blame the money, they blame the money, they blame the money.
I mean, it's funny when you have a president, you have a Democratic president who boasted that he was going to be the first billion-dollar man.
Yeah.
So they don't have a problem with the money there.
Oh, no.
But I think the real problem here is you're looking at a pretty Democratic state. 2 years ago in the midterm, they elected a Ron Johnson as U.S. Senator and Governor Walker, two Republicans who are conservative, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're not middle of the road in this blue state. And in this recall election, you had enormous turnout, very, very high turnout, and the unions lost. So I think what you're looking at is just you're looking at the union dominance, and this is a rust belt, right? You're talking about the Great Lakes. They're losing a grip there. In Wisconsin, only 7% of private sector workers are unionized.
Mm-hmm.
So 7%, that's not the Great Lakes I grew up in, where you're looking at 40, 50, 60% in that Rust Belt area.
Yeah.
So I think what you see, a lot of hardworking Americans are like, the unions are mostly public sector unions. That's the only place where the growth is government bureaucratic unions. And people are like, I don't want my taxes to pay for these gold-plated benefits that these people are crying over.
Yeah. You think Romney can take Wisconsin?
I think it'll be tough. But, Romney is more middle of the road than Walker or Ron Johnson. So if those guys can win statewide, I think Mitt can.
Yeah. All right. Obama holds the all-time lead in number of fundraisers. Are you surprised by that?
Not at all. I think the only thing he does more than fundraising is golf.
And he probably does both at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I think we have to rethink how some of these campaigns work. If you look at how many fundraisers he does, how much it costs to run Air Force One and Marine One,
mm-hmm.
and what security costs for all these trips.
Yeah.
If he flies to like Columbus, Ohio or LA or San Francisco, well, you're spending an enormous amount of taxpayer money for him to, I think at some point we have to say even a president, his campaign has to cover some of these expenses.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's become a big game now. You set up one policy speech in a city, and then you surround it with five or six fundraisers.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the American people pay the bill. That's the way it works.
You meet with a governor for 30 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And then you spend 36 hours raising money.
Yeah.
It's a boondoggle.
Yeah, and it's $180,000 an hour to operate Air Force One.
Yeah.
Do the math. All right, Jill Biden says Joe, her husband, would make a great president.
I mean, I think that's, at least, a lot of, say, Washington wives, they'd be hard to get them to say anything good about their husbands, so at least. Of course, they haven't been married that long yet either, so. But I think, he might be a great president, but most people think he's a terrible vice president, so, she can say whatever she wants. This is on the Today Show, so
yeah.
Not exactly cutting edge. This isn't Cavuto or something serious.
Yeah, I know.
In swing states, 54% of voters in swing states have an unfavorable opinion of Biden.
Yeah.
And those are the states that matter. So,
yeah.
Even Democrats are talking about, should we put Hillary or somebody else on there? So,
yeah, that's true.
Spousal pride aside, I think uh-huh. everyone knows the only thing Joe is good for is a couple laughs.
Bill Clinton, the Obama campaign's best friend? Or the Romney campaign's best friend.
You almost gotta love the guy.
I know.
I mean, he came out and said, all this great stuff about Romney, including what a great job he did at Bain Capital.
Yeah,
and then he said, a governor of a state and he said sterling business
yes,
record.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
He goes, he passes the qualification test.
Yeah,
sterling business. The only thing he didn't come out to say is Romney is more qualified than a community organizer. But I mean, it was about as below the belt.
Yeah.
And what I love is this happened in this couple day period where Obama had brought Clinton out to go on the stump with him.
Yes, I know. It's truly amazing. And then Clinton, the first thing he did at one of the fundraisers in New York, he stands up there and says, "Hey, remember me? I'm the guy that brought you four balanced budgets." Wow, what a slam!
Which just points out, the Obama people can't even get Democrats to vote for his budget. And the Democratic Senate won't put up a budget, and Obama for the first time in history, our debt's bigger than our economy. So,
Mitt Romney's polling numbers coming up, looking pretty good in Wisconsin. We spoke of things are getting a little better. Michigan was yesterday. It was announced that there's a dead heat now in Michigan. Who thought that would happen?
I mean, I guess when you have Bill Clinton pumping you, Romney's looking good.
Yeah.
He has all the Republican presidents and Clinton saying good things about him.
Yeah,
but yeah,
he's also closing the gap a little in Virginia too.
And I think one thing that's going to help in Virginia is George Allen's running for to become senator again, former Governor Allen. George Allen's really popular in Virginia, and I think once that campaign heats up, You know, I think Romney might have some, I think Allen might have some coattails for Romney to ride on.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, usually the head of the ticket is the one you're looking for coattails.
Sure.
Someone who's as established and has as good of a name as George Allen in Virginia, I think that'll help Romney once it, you know, gets head to head. But, I mean, like you said, in Michigan, the Free Press, Detroit Free Press had a poll yesterday where Romney's up 1% in Michigan, and a month before that, Obama was up 4, and he won 4 years ago by 16.5.
Wow!
So that's a free fall. And,
yeah.
And Wisconsin, we were talking about earlier, he won Wisconsin in 2008 by 14.
Whew.
So the fact that Walker can beat that recall, and that you picked up those two statewide seats in Wisconsin 2 years ago. I mean, these are states that he shouldn't have to be defending, and he's behind or in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I mean, people like to pretend. If you listen to the networks or CNN or most newspapers, I mean, there's this idea that the uphill battle is for Romney, and I think Obama's the one who has to worry. If you look at these numbers, if he has to worry about Michigan, he's in a lot of trouble.
Yep. True. All right, and finally this week, the White House green jobs list is out, and it includes things like bus drivers and bicycle store clerks.
You know, I don't know if this is true or not. This is something I picked up on the town.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the most important green jobs that Obama wants to be included is medical marijuana growers. You know, at least in his youth, that was his kind of green.
Yeah, that sure was. It sure was.
But I guess, you know, we might have to before we put that in black and white.
Yep. All right. Very good. Thank you, as always, for stopping in. Now you can leave and go to the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
You have my permission.
Life's a beach, Andy.
Brett Decker, the editorial page editor here at the Washington Times. 358.